right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. You can always reach us by emailing us at conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And Randy Wang reads every single email that comes in, no matter how long, how short, how many pictures. He'll check it out. And so if you want to reach us and you can't phone us, perhaps your phone's been disconnected. Perhaps you don't own one. conwayshow@gmail.com. All right, it is 9 o'clock, and every single day we like to do the news at 9 with the very lovely and talented Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Hey, Tim, is it hot in here, or is it just me?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
No, actually, it's really hot in here.
Christ, man.
So I'm having, like, hot flashes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You think it's menopause already?
I don't know, Tim. Am I speeding things up? What am I doing?
Wow.
You know how they say that kids today get their periods and stuff faster because of all the chicken McNuggets and milk and all the stuff in the growth hormone?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot of soy?
Sophie. I like soy, and I heard it's not good for
you. Not good for you.
Yeah.
Early dementia.
And that explains a lot.
Yeah. Early Alzheimer's, because there's some kind of natural, like, there's an organic level or substance within soy that mimics, like, estrogen.
Yeah, that's true. They said it overdoes your estrogen.
Yeah.
And makes you trip over your words.
Right. And so that's why I think also, like, in the Asian community, you don't get, like, the real hotheads like you do in the white, black, and Hispanic communities, you know? They're mellow people because they're all with that soy.
Oh, that edamame.
Yeah, I gotta be. I think with looking at Randy's boobs there, I think he lives next to a Chinese restaurant.
I have a couple of takeout places.
Do you eat a lot of soy?
You know, I don't think I've ever eaten soy in my life.
No soy sauce.
No, I don't like soy sauce.
Get out of here.
He doesn't know. Soy's in everything.
I put chicken wing sauce on my Chinese food.
I see. All right. Randy Wang. All right. What's happening in the news there, Gina Grant?
Oh, Tim, there is so much going on today.
I hope so.
Well, first and foremost, the Nathan's International 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest was held last Friday on Coney Island, which came down to a contest between six-time champ Takeru Kobayashi and defending champion Joey Chestnut.
Ooh.
Yes, the 93rd annual contest is regarded as the world's most famous hot dog eating contest, and are you ready for this? Is watched by as many as 1.5 million households.
Is that right?
Households, not eyes, not people, households.
Are you serious?
Yes, on ESPN, yes.
I wonder how, and then they're offered a contract to do gay porn?
I don't know if that's part of it.
No. All right, that must be something else.
Yeah. Well, we have a clip of the judges from this event coming to a never before heard of conclusion.
All right, here we go. Here's the hot dog eating contest, only in America, man. Well, I don't think it's only in America, but I like to say that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's the word.
Of our 10-minute regulation, we have come to an absolute, complete tie.
A tie!
Never before in Coney Island have we come to a tie.
Ladies and gentlemen, bring up five more hot dogs and buns each.
It'll be a five-dog eat-off. That looks like the call. Unbelievable. The fans not disappointed. The most evenly matched game in the history of Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, a history that goes back to 1916. Never before have we seen this.
It's so great. And you notice that they didn't want to use the term sudden death.
No, because it's possible.
Yeah.
Sweet irony.
Jesus
Christ.
So
never before heard of.
You know,
a runoff.
I know. But in an era where everyone's complaining about food prices, gas prices, that we have to slim down, they just keep going for it.
Yeah.
And the eating contest,
the American way,
has to be going the way of the dodo bird.
Much like the
saying
phrase,
has to be going the way of the dodo bird. Now, isn't it the same thing as having a smoking contest? Like who can smoke the most cigarettes in 10 minutes or... who can cut themselves with a razor the most times?
It is. Now that we have the information we have that we probably didn't have in 1916, it is.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's
we're going to look back on this in 25 years when the, you know, they're the same warnings on a packet of, you know, hot dogs that we get on cigarettes.
Nitrates.
Jesus Christ.
You know, these hot dogs will kill you.
And nobody's going to pay no mind. Well, we have a little more audio from this.
This is a
big deal. After the judges decided it would come down to Kobayashi and Chestnut, the contest became heated again, and here's the dramatic conclusion.
Here we go, the hot dog eating contest.
We're going for the last dog now. Kobayashi's pushing it in. Joey's pushing it.
Joey Chestnut looks to be done.
Joey Chestnut. Wow, Joey Chestnut.
The passion is raw, but the hot dogs are cooked. That's the most amazing competitive eating contest I have ever seen. And Kobayashi is absolutely crestfallen. He brought everything he had to Coney Island today. He's a great competitor, a gracious man. But Joey, it would appear, is going to maintain the title.
Wow, they get so excited.
Tim, can I ask you something?
Yes.
How long do you think he's been sitting on that line?
Oh, I know.
He's had that written.
Yeah, that's a pretty good line.
The passion is raw, but the hot dogs are cooked. That's the most.
That was his proudest moment.
That is a great line. The passion is raw. The dogs are cooked.
The passion is raw, but the hot dogs are cooked. That's.
I'd wear that T-shirt.
And who goes to this? Isn't there a big crowd there?
Oh yeah, I mean the crowd is 3,000 people deep there.
It's hotter than hell.
Yeah.
It's 4th of July.
Hot. Yeah.
And
dirty.
How do you get up for this? I mean, when you're driving there, don't you think to yourself, why are we going? What are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
It's like having tickets to, Gallagher has an act out there, and he sold his brother his same act. So there's Gallagher and Gallagher 2, and they do the exact same act. So somewhere on Earth, somebody's going to bed early tonight. They're going to wake up tomorrow, go to a full day of work, come home, take a shower, put a suit on. She's going to throw a dress on, throw some perfume on, and they're driving to go see Gallagher's brother's act.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And that's happening tonight.
And I bet if you ask them why, they wouldn't be able to give you a reason. It's just what you do.
I know, but
I just want to see.
But you've seen the people that show up at Gallagher's act.
Yeah.
What do the people look like who are showing up to see his brother's act?
Gallagher 2.
Jesus Christ, man. I tell you, you can put S on a stick and take it to a theater, and you're going to sell seats.
Yeah.
We should try that. We should absolutely try that.
It's called postmodern art.
Yeah. And just take it, and it's going to be there.
Prop it up.
It's going to be around plexiglass, so no one's going to be knocked out there. But we're just going to sit it in the theater and see how many tickets we can sell. we did it when Steckler was here. One night we said, anything we call to give away, people will want. And we said, how about old dog crap, that you found on the sidewalk? So we said, all right, we're going to give away, some old dog crap. Does anybody want it? All 8 lines light up.
Oh, God.
People wanted it.
Are you serious?
And if all the lines lit up, that meant there was tons of people that just couldn't get in.
Right. The guys go, God damn it, I didn't get in.
Speed dial.
I didn't get through. All right. What else is happening in the news?
Oh, well, those California wildfires have been going on for some time now this summer, with over 1,700 individual fires affecting large portions of the forests in California. The majority of the fires were started by lightning from dry thunderstorms on June 20th. And we have some audio of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger warning the citizens of California that the concept of a fire season has actually changed a lot.
All right. There's no more fire season, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, there is no more fire season. We have fires all year round.
All right. Thank you for that. There's no more fires. We have fires all year round.
That was really good, Tim.
That's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Fires.
Now, there is no more fire season. We have fires all year round.
All right. Very good.
All year round.
How many more years with this guy? Is it 2 more years?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
Is that it? That's a wrap? I think 2 more years, right?
2010, no more Arnold.
Oh, bubble. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Yes. Well, this is a bit of good news. It's actually almost a sort of a quick advertisement.
Oh.
The summer is finally here. And with that, everybody's favorite pastime is back. And in the spirit of baseball season, Dodgers.com is collaborating with TravelZoo.com to offer their members a hot new deal. Now, are you ready for this, Tim?
Yes.
$16 reserve seats will now cost you only $3.
Great deal.
Yeah, $20 reserve seats will now cost you $6. And hold on to your hat, $50 field box seats will now cost you $18.
Wow.
Yes.
How do I get them?
It's so great. Well, this is the best part. If fans want to purchase these tickets.
Is your phone number there?
No, there's no phone number.
Oh.
It's simple, though. All you have to do is simply log on to www.travelzoo.com/newsflash .asp
.42 9 2 8 1
And just go ahead and just whip up this quick promotional code, TZOOJULY.
Got it. Thanks. Is that ridiculous? I read that in the LA Times today. They gave away the most complicated website in the history of the internet.
Yeah.
For give the website again real quick.
Okay.
Real quickly.
www.travelzoo.com/newsflash.asp?429281 Use promotional code TZOOJULY.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I'd rather pay the $50 and say F it to that puzzle. All right. The discount of those tickets at Dodger Stadium, but you have to be a
Rube Goldberg,
a computer hacker to get them. All right. Anything else going on in the news?
Yes. Well, finally, I have a quote from someone who I think you admire a lot.
All right.
Respect, Bill Cosby.
Oh, I love Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he once said, "You aren't really a parent until you've had your second child."
What?
Yes. Now, parents of one child won't really understand this, as you might not at this point, but parents of two or more children tend to relate to this statement immediately. He was referring to the seemingly constant bickering and fighting between brothers and sisters. However, having more than one child can provide opportunities for them to learn many things. They learn how to share, how to be a friend, how to get along. A lot of great stuff. However, this continual fighting between siblings is one of the major frustrations of parents and often is so scary for them that they forego having a second kid altogether.
That's me.
Yep. Just as a quick example, families in the 1970s averaged 2.8 children. Families today, 1.5.
Really? We've knocked off a kid and a third.
Yep.
1.3 kids.
Yeah. Out.
Wow.
They couldn't do it.
All right. All right, Gina Grad, anything else in the news?
That's what's happening.
Gina Grad, the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
I'm schwitzing.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you a headache.
All right, there she goes, sweating Gina. All right, I was talking to my wife over the weekend, and we were actually contemplating, in the teeth of this great recession or possible depression that we're sliding into, and with the future of the country, with the global warming and the politics and everybody, with the housing crisis, everybody's sort of on edge and thinking about it and waking up every morning like in a panic that they don't have enough money or they might lose their home. Everyone is going through, even people with money, are going through some very trying times here with the economy. But still, I thought. You know, I was with my daughter in Kmart, and she was in the toy section. She loves to play in that toy section. And we go. She can pick out one thing, once every week or so. She gets one thing, and then we, take it home. She has a great time with that toy for about an hour, and then she plays more with the box of that toy than the actual toy. But we were thinking about, I was watching her there alone. I was with her, but she was in Kmart, and she was just sitting there playing alone. She kept saying, "Daddy, look at this. Daddy, look at that." But it would have been nice to, if she had like a brother or a sister to share that with. And so I said to my wife when I got home, I said, "Hey, what do you think about having another kid?" And we rolled through the pros and the cons of having another child. And the pros are very few, and the cons were outrageous. But then again, I don't know. I mean, I got to, refer to or defer to the people who listen to the show, maybe have two or three or four kids. What are the upsides and downsides of having more than one kid? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I have one beautiful daughter. She's two. She'll be a three in October. And I think we hit a home run with this little Sophia. And so I'm very hesitant to have another one because God only knows how this other kid's going to come out. You know, maybe the kid comes out and he's angry, he's depressed. Maybe it's a girl and they fight all the time. The one concern I have about having another child is I see this in friends who have kids. Once you have two kids, all those kids do is F and fight, man. They fight when they get up. They fight all day. And then they fight at night. They fight on weekends. They fight in the car. And they just punch each other in the face until they go to sleep. And that ain't so thrilling to me. I don't like drama. I don't like controversy. And I certainly don't like fist fights in my house. And I know that there was six of us growing up. I have four younger brothers and an older sister. There was a lot of fighting going on in that house. Major, major brawls. But with today's kids, you know, they've got the DVDs, they've got the fast food, they've got, you know, my daughter has about 20 DVDs and she'll say, you know, I want Dora the Explorer. No, not that one. I want Save the Forest. No, no, not that. Save the Forest. Save the Whales. And they have so many selections now. They get so spoiled so quickly that I think if another sibling comes along, that there's no way the two of them are going to get along. And they're going to fight, they're going to claw, they're going to scratch, they're going to punch each other in the face, they're going to throw crap at each other, they're going to break stuff, they're going to be sent to the hospital because one of them cut the other one open. I think it's just a disaster in the waiting if you have more than one kid. But if you have two kids, do they keep each other company? And are they like out there and protecting each other and you know, looking after one another? So I don't know. I don't know what the upside of having another one here is. But maybe if you have some experience where you got two or three of them, is it a nightmare or ultimately is it worth doing? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to how about Kelly in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
All right.
How many kids you got?
I've got three boys.
They do.
And I've raised them all on my own.
Oh, you have? Where's the pops?
Well, pops was kind of around, but he wasn't. But, you know, he's there here and there.
Right. So he's not a terrific father.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, you know, he is what he is. So,
all right. Well, I know the kids may be around. You don't want to say anything negative about them. I understand that.
Exactly.
All right. So you have three kids. How often are they fighting?
Well, let me tell you. I have two that are raised and one that's 16 now. And right. They used to fight all the time. As long as I gave them, as long as I was there in front of their fighting, they would fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
but I mean,
not,
but they get into real effing battles where, I mean, they're throwing crap at each other, hitting each other with baseball bats, I mean,
oh, yeah.
And causing some major damage.
Yeah, but didn't you grow up with a brother or sister?
Yeah, I had four younger brothers and an older sister.
Yeah, but didn't you do that also?
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, you know, when you have a single child, that you avoid that. I mean, that's not never a part of your life.
You know, and I thought about that, too, and life probably would have been a lot easier, but what do you miss out, too? I mean, you know, I've got two brothers, two sisters, and I would have missed out on a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, I've got four younger brothers,
yeah,
and one of them I think is great, and the other three are, you know, they're just, they're still a mess. I mean, you know, they're in their late 30s, early 40s.
Well, how close were you to them?
I was fairly close to him growing up, and my mom sort of busted up the family, and you know she'd always threaten if my dad ever got remarried that she'd move to Colorado with the three young kids.
Me and my brothers, I'm the oldest of the girls. I have an older brother, and then there's 10 years difference between us.
Right.
But I mean, you know, we always, and to this day, I'm so close with my brothers and sisters, and actually my youngest son is a half-brother to my two older ones. And
I can't follow that.
Well, when they start calling him a half-brother, I put that, you know, you're never a half anything to me. You're either a brother or a sister, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's worked out good, yeah. You know. But I think sibling rivalry, you know, if you do that, it's a good thing, you know, growing up.
I don't know. I mean, I thank you for calling, Kelly. We're going to take some more calls here, but I think that if you grow up, you know, getting pounded, especially if you're the younger one, and get pounded your whole life by your, you know, four older brothers and older sister, I think that is a little wearing on you. Let's talk to Lori here in Valencia. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi. Actually, my name's Laurie, L-A-R-I. I've been with my boyfriend for about 10 to 12 years, and
By the way, let me back up here a second. How many times do you have to correct people every day on the pronunciation of your name?
Well, I just, like, I don't correct them anymore because everyone else does. I don't
Jesus
really.
Christ.
Yeah.
But won't you just, after a while, just say, all right, Larry's fine.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, all right.
So,
except for
anyways,
when you talk to me, right?
Yeah. Well, just because I can. But, anyways, it's like I've been going out with my boyfriend now for like 10, 12 years. We've lived together. And we keep going back and forth about kids, and we haven't had any. And he tells me the other night that I have to have a kid because his mother is going to buy him a house, but I have to have a child.
How old are you?
38. I just turned 38.
You turned 38, and how old is he?
He is 8 months older than me.
Okay. So he's same age?
What's that? Yeah, about.
Yeah.
Well, but he's older, but whatever.
Right. Have you had many relationships in the past?
Well, kind of. Not that serious. I went through a time where I was sleeping with everybody,
yeah.
But...
Well, what is the biggest complaint that guys have ever had with you?
Nothing. I've always broken up with the guys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They don't say that you're, like, too detail-oriented?
No, I'm not detail-oriented at all.
You're not? Okay.
No.
All right, let's get back to your crazy boyfriend. So if you get pregnant, he's going to get a house from his mom?
Yeah.
And what does this guy do for a living?
He's an electrician.
All right, and where's the house going to be?
Wherever she wants it to be.
All right, so you think it's worth having a kid to get a house?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't think it is either, especially because you don't sound like you want to be a mom. You sound like you just want him to get a house.
No, I don't want either one.
You don't want a house?
No,
and you don't want a kid?
I just don't think I would be a good mom, and I don't think, like, bringing someone into this world would be worth a house.
No, you're absolutely right. And if you don't think you're going to be a good mom, you have locked it off, baby.
But all my friends tell me that I would be the best mom, but I think it's just because they're miserable and they want me to be miserable too.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I always thought I'd be a good dad. I just didn't want to have kids. Then I had a daughter and everything changed.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
But I always thought I'd be a great dad. You don't think you're going to be a great mother?
No, I don't, because my mom wasn't good.
Yeah, well, my mom wasn't sensational. My wife's mom wasn't that, thrilling either. Hope she's not listening.
Yeah.
but you can change. Do you, what do you fear you're going to do? Like hit the kid or lose your temper or ignore the kid?
No, my whole thing is I won't get enough attention.
Oh, so you need the attention.
Well, kind of, because I've always gotten that.
And that's what you crave?
That's just what I'm used to.
Right, from your parents and from everybody.
Well, no, because my parents, like, never gave me any attention at all.
All right. Have you ever been to therapy?
no.
Okay. Because it's a very defining... moment when you say my daughter might get the more attention than I am,
and
that's also a very immature way to think about it. Do you smoke weed?
Never. Well, I did once and I hated it.
Were you ever abused as a child?
Well, I did hold a knife to my mom's neck one time.
How old were you?
13.
And what did she do to earn that?
I don't know, she pissed me off.
Right. All right, well, there's some, anger issues going on there, huh?
No.
No? Not anymore?
I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't think, maybe you shouldn't have a kid. I mean, you're already 38.
I know.
It's not
like, I agree with you,
yeah,
totally.
I don't know. I mean, just to get a house with this boyfriend of yours who doesn't even sound like you're in love with this dude.
No, I'm totally in love with him.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right, but you just wanted to get an apartment with the dude.
No, I can't imagine my life without him.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, baby. I don't know.
I know. I'm pissing you off, and I'm not making your show very good.
No, listen, you're a very complicated woman.
Yeah.
And you probably always have been. And and I don't know how to deal with complicated women. I really don't. I had to deal with them in my past, and I have since I don't have to deal with them anymore, I've shut it down, and I've lost all the tools on how to deal with people like you.
I understand.
All right?
Okay.
All right. We thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. I'm sorry. I just don't have the tools to deal with people like that. I used to when I was a kid when my mother was going through a crazy stage. And when I had a couple of ex-girlfriends who were crazy as well. But once you don't have to deal with crazy women in your life, you lose the ability to do it. And that's what I've lost. So, sorry, baby. I can't deal with you because I don't want to deal with you. Alex in Riverside, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I highly recommend you not to get another kid.
Is that right? How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And why do you think it's not good? You have brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister, and life for me was total hell.
How old is your sister?
She's going to be 21 on the 9th.
Wow, so she was 7 years older than you when you were growing up, and you still had a complicated life with her?
Well, yeah, because when we were younger, we had a good life. We had playful fights like that, but as soon as she started to get mature, the fights got kind of tougher, you know?
Right.
It kind of scared me.
Yeah, and can she still kick your butt?
Oh, yeah, she does that a lot.
She can still take you?
I don't know. She kind of, pulls my hair. She wrestles me a lot. I don't know. It's kind of...
Yeah.
I kind of pack her off. But.
Well, you know, she shouldn't do that. I mean, she's 21 years old.
I know, but...
And you're 14.
She still lives with me. I know. When we were younger, when I was, 8 years old, she was... She always liked to kick me out. She always threw baseball bats at me, golf balls.
Where are your parents? Why didn't they stop then?
Well, my parents are divorced. My dad lets her do it because, she doesn't know how to deal with women.
No, I see. All right. Sounds like you're living with me. Hey, we're going to give you something here, dude. Maybe, you can ignore her by playing with it. You like video games?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right, we're going to give you Top Spin 3 for an Xbox 360. Do you have that or a PS3?
I have a PS3.
You got it. All right, excellent.
Okay.
I play against Maria Sharapova. That's tennis. Do you like tennis or you like NASCAR?
I like NASCAR.
Well, let's give you NASCAR then. Save the tennis one if your sister calls. NASCAR 09 for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, or PlayStation 2. Get ready to race your way with NASCAR 09 from AE Sports. Getting on track has never been easier, so we'll send that out to you, dude.
All right, thanks.
Hey, listen, when you got 4 more years till you're 18, you can get out of there and start enjoying yourself. It sounds like you got a spirit, and it sounds like you're a bright kid.
Yeah, thanks. I've been playing that a long time.
Hey, you do well in school?
Oh, yeah, I do. I am.
All right. Hey, do you know you were 2 years old when I started working here?
Are you really? Serious?
Yes. Yeah, you were 2. Oof. Age of my daughter. All right, Babo. Call us again.
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
You too.
All right, there he goes, everybody. You can always hear it in those kids' voices where... You know, and they try to act like they're strong and, they can take what's dished out to them. But you can hear in that kid's voice that he's, he's had an ass full of the sister throwing crap at him and dad not doing anything about it. I understand that. All right. Having a second, a third, or a fourth child, is it worth it? Or do these kids fight all day long? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Nate and Malibu Dan coming up in exactly a half hour. Always entertaining to hear these two very nice guys with very little talent and very big egos try to make it in the music business. They're going to try out their new hit tonight, Nate and Malibu Dan at 10. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.